Okay, so the simplest Frobe lattice is the one in one dimension. And so in one dimension, there a periodic function in one dimension has a Frobe lattice. It's just a series of equally spaced points. And at the top, I tried to draw that as delta functions. So at every point in space, there's a delta function. And I want to find the Frobe lattice that goes with it. And the reciprocal space Frobe lattice is also one-dimensional. And the spacing is 2 pi over A, where A is the periodicity in real space. And you can think about it like this. If you were to do a Fourier series, there would be sine and cosine terms, where the argument of the cosine looks like this, 2 pi, then some integer p x over a. So when p equals 1, then the wavelength will be a. And when p equals 2, the wavelength will be a over 2, and so forth. Now what we do in this other notation is we take all this stuff, and we call it g. So it's a more compact notation. The reciprocal lattice vector is called g. So in one dimension, g must be 2 pi over a times p, which is what we see here. So the spacing between these delta functions in reciprocal space is 2 pi over a. If we say this is the origin, this is 2 pi over a, this is 4 pi over a, this is 6 pi over a. Those are the reciprocal lattice vectors that we need to build the Fourier series of a one-dimensional system.